Hi friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. How've you been? How've y'all been? It's been a while since I've hopped on the microphone. I went to Nigeria a couple weeks ago, and you know, as I'm settling back into my life, the effects of Nigeria are starting to wear off a little, but honestly, the lessons are still there. So I'm grateful for that. I'm already planning my next trip, looking at flights and just, you know, praying for provision to be able to make the trip. But definitely was a fantastic trip and I'm so grateful. So today I would like to talk about something that I'm calling Be Like Biggie. So when I was in Nigeria, right, I saw a lot of things and I'm still unpacking. And as some of the lessons come to me, I'll share them on the podcast. And one thing I noticed when I went to Nigeria is that this brand called Biggie, B-I-G-I, for those who don't know, their logo is kind of like a red background and I think the letters are blue. So it's really simple, B-I-G-I. So this company, right, what I noticed when I went to Nigeria, so growing up as a kid, I lived in Nigeria until I was about 16 before I moved to the States. I know Biggie used to make like, I don't know, was it Gala they started with or was it Indomie? I don't even know, honestly, but when I went back home this Christmas, what I saw is that Biggie does everything. It's not just Gala, it's not just Indomie. They make water, I think they make pasta. I saw that they make a whole bunch of just, you know, consumables and things that people use every day. What exactly is the lesson here? So a couple weeks ago, when this Be Like Biggie idea came to me, I was doubting myself, right? So I'm starting this business, and I'm filling this gap in the African fashion industry. I'm bridging technology and the African fashion industry through something that we're calling Ashwebi Bar. That's the name of my business. And one day I was on Instagram, you know, as a millennial, as a zillennial, as a Gen Z, whatever you want to call us. I was on Instagram, as people my age, you know, normally are. And I was scrolling. And then I went down this rabbit hole. And then all of a sudden I was like, should I even bother doing this business? Should I even bother doing this? There's already people doing it. You know, there's already like a million and one Ashwebi brands on the internet. If you go on Instagram and just put the hashtag Ashwebi, there's literally like thousands of videos. And, you know, the discouragement and the doubt just came to my mind. I was like, should you really do this? Is it really necessary? There's already, and the one that kept coming back up is, there's already so many people that are doing what you want to do. But then the other thought came up and said, come on, when you were in Nigeria, you saw that although there's a lot of brands that do pasta, that do Indomie, that do water, like bottled water, Biggie still said, I'm going to do my own. So the idea is be like Biggie, okay? Don't let this fear of, oh my God, there's already somebody else out there doing what I want to do to stop you from doing the idea that has been given to you, especially if you've already flushed out the idea, you've done your business plan, you've done your SWOT analysis, you know this is a good idea, you know it has a fit in the market, you know you have a unique selling proposition, you know that there is value that you're bringing to the table. Don't let the voice that stops you from going forward with that idea be, oh, there's already somebody that's doing it. No. Be like Biggie. If there's already somebody that's doing bottled water, be like Biggie and do your own. If there's already somebody that's making Indomie, be like Biggie and make your own. If there's already somebody that's making pasta, be like Biggie and do what? Make your own. Honestly, that's all I have to say on the podcast today. It's not going to be a long one. All I came here to tell you is to be like Biggie. All right? Have a good night. Bye.